Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And Toronto's up just absolutely kicking the Bucks ass, 107-90. This game has been ugly in the second half. All Toronto, basically. I mean, I can't even figure it out, to be honest with you, because I think, you know, essentially they shot poorly at the line. That's about it, 14-21 from the line. Both of these teams are shooting, like, identical, right? 47% from the floor, 36% from downtown for the Raptors, 33 for the Bucks, and then the Raptors are shooting 89% from the line to 66 for the Bucks. So I think maybe it was, you know, pretty much right there that that was their problem, because rebounding, I mean, it's almost identical. They're four shy of Toronto. Everything about the game, it just doesn't make sense to me how they're losing that big. I mean, the numbers are identical almost. It's like five or six. It's what, eight free throws they miss. Is that the difference in the game? They're down 20.
They've made a lot. Obviously, the free throws, there's a bit of a difference. It just seems like also they're getting every loose ball. They're getting, you know, those 50-50 balls. It seems like they're getting them all. They've outplayed him in the second half. You got to give them that.
I mean, it's the same in fouls, same in turnovers, same in blocks, same in steals. Almost, I mean, the same in everything. It's unbelievable. I don't understand why they're getting blown out like this. The numbers are literally across the board identical in every department except free throws. And then I guess the difference in the game, it's pretty clear now to me, is the bench, right? So they got 18 from Powell, 13 from Ibaka, and 13 from Van Vliet, and that's it. Because you're looking at the Ilyasova 7, Hill 5, Brogdon 2. He's been worthless. Brogdon 1 of 9 from the floor. He's never been the same, has he, since he came back from his injury. What was it? Plantar fascia, right? Wasn't he had? He had plantar fascia. That'll kill you. It'll drive you nuts, that plantar fascia. One of the things is Lopez was awful, basically, 8 points, and got in foul trouble. And Bledsoe's been terrible, too, 2 of 7. He's been terrible. He's done nothing. He's your point guard. He's got 2 dimes the whole game. Honestly, there's your problem, right? You're getting nothing from, really, you got nothing from Bledsoe or Hill tonight. Hill was just as bad. How about when Hill was on the floor, minus 17? When Bledsoe was on the floor, minus 3. There's a big difference right there. I mean, the guard play killed him because Lowry had 23, right? And Van Vliet's 13 off the bench, spelling him. I got to tell you, the guy that really I'm worried about, if you're Toronto, is Danny Green. I brought this up before, right? I've said this on shows over the last few weeks. He's just been terrible. Right, he's just lost his shot. That's all there is to it. I mean, he has been completely invisible. And then tonight, 0-2 from downtown, 2-5 in the game, 4 points. I mean, he does nothing for them. Have you noticed that? I mean, look at this guy. No offense to anyone. I know how offended people get when I'm critical of anyone on this show. You're not allowed to say anything about anybody without offending someone or hurting their feelings, or you're not a Christian or whatever the hell else you come up with. But he's got 4 in this game. He's averaging 11 in the last 10 games. I don't believe that. Against the Bucks, 7. At home, 10. And he's averaging 7 in the postseason, 10 in the regular season, 9 in his career. Here's his games. In this series, 6, these are the games. The last 3 games, okay, 6, 8, and 3. Tonight he's doing nothing, 4 points. I mean, he's doing nothing in the whole series, absolutely nothing. Brian in Knoxville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, great to hear from you. First of all, Chris Middleton, big shout-out tonight. He's the reason the Bucks aren't down 30. okay? If you're Mike Budenholzer, you're getting out coached. Connaughton had a great series against Boston. He's a big reason they rolled him. He's got to get his minutes, even if he's not getting going. Brogdon's 1 of 10. He's not sharp. Ilyasova hasn't been sharp. Mirotić looks very slow. Okay, if you're Mike Budenholzer, why don't you give Frazier 8-10 minutes? Why isn't Connaughton going 15 minutes a night? Worst thing you're going to do is give up a bucket. You're giving up plenty of buckets with all the guys you got on the floor as it is. Kawhi Leonard has been all over the ball defensively. If you're Bledsoe and if you're Brook Lopez, you've got to get aggressive. If you were
all right, wait, stop. You're just coaching too much for me. Thanks. You should be a head coach, you know? I mean, did that guy just not give me, like, the entire breakdown of every position, including he told me Todd Frazier should be playing more. Is that what the guy's name is? Some guy that Tim Frazier doesn't even get in the game, and you're telling me to play him? He's not even playing, but you got him, like, getting minutes? What is going on, bro? What is happening here? You're coaching me or something? What was that, Carver High? Can you explain that to me?
I can't figure it out.
Dude, here's a breakdown for you. They got their ass beat. How's that for a breakdown? Both games they lost in Toronto. Boom. There you go. I don't buy any of that. He got out-coached. You still got your entire team, your normal, Greek Freak 25, Middleton 30. That's a normal night. Ilyasova did nothing. Mirotić was hot early, hit 2 threes, and then never did anything the rest of the game. I'll give you that. I told you Bledsoe sucked. Lopez sucked. Hill sucked. Brogdon was worse than sucked. I can't even come up with a word for Brogdon, how bad he was. But they're not playing Tim Frazier, okay? I thought of Todd Frazier. Isn't he getting in a fight with Adam Eaton a lot these days?
Correct.
I mean, there's nothing to say. I mean, do you really believe what that guy just told me, that this is about coaching?
Yeah, so, that's what he said.
So Budenholzer sucks as a coach, and the other guy, no one's ever heard of him. He's out coaching him? Is that what he just told me?
He says the nurse is out coaching him, yeah.
Please.
I'm not in that camp.
You know what? Honestly, a milkman could be the coach of the Bucks if I had Greek Freak. Everybody's a genius as a coach when you got that guy playing. Right? I mean, honestly.
Got nothing to worry about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.